Okay, so as you get comfortable, let's now begin. So we start by stopping whatever we were doing before, doing less, being more. So we're a little bit less in the realm of doing than being. So I invite you to keep your eyes open, at least as you start out, so your attention can not only be on yourself, but also wide and out into the world, into your room. And once you are settled, take a few moments to adjust to being on the ground and simply be aware of your breath lightly moving in and out through your nose. Think to yourself, I am free to simply be. So, a key Alexander Technique skill is the ability to think constructively, to consciously shift our awareness and give ourselves little messages, if you like, invitations, thoughts rather than actions, designed to help us improve the quality of our experience of ourselves, mind and body, helping us to, just for a moment, let go of stress and excess tension, to help us subtract what is unnecessary. So simply allow these thoughts to pass through your system without force, strain, or even judgment on how well you're doing. So the first thing to notice is your connection to the ground beneath you. Be aware of those parts of your body that actually make contact with the floor, and in particular, of your weight-bearing points of contact. Your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, your elbows or arms, your shoulder blades, the back of your head resting on your books. Know that you are supported. So even though we are resting, we often still hang on to the tension from when we're up and about, as if we're still holding ourselves up somehow. So remind yourself gently that you are not upright right now, and that you are supported by the floor beneath you. Allow gravity to help coax the muscles of your back to release as you rest onto the ground. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. As you are aware of your contact with whatever you are resting on, take time to also notice the spaces between you and that support. For those of you on the floor, you'll notice the space beneath your neck, a small space between the small of the back and the floor, spaces under your arms, even the spaces between or under your fingers and toes. What spaces do you notice? Now expand that awareness of space to include the space all around you, above, below, in front, behind, and to either side. Think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. As you breathe in and out, be aware of your back resting on the ground and the space all around me. So now I invite you to do a little scan of your body. Notice any places in you that are feeling tight, uncomfortable, or even in pain. Acknowledge them, but don't try to change anything. Think, I am free to be exactly as I am right now. There is nothing to change. There is nothing I have to do. There's nothing I have to fix. Now, bring your attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good, that are not so tense, where you are more at ease. This could manifest as a lack of feeling. We're so good at noticing what's wrong. It's a skill to notice what's going relatively well. Let's call this noticing ease. Think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice any ease in my neck and my head. I am free to notice any ease in my back, my upper back, my mid back, my lower back. I am free to notice any ease in my shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. I am free to notice any ease in my hips, legs, knees and ankles. I am free to notice any ease that is there in my feet and in my toes. As you breathe in and out, think lightly to yourself, I am free to notice ease. Now, be aware of your head resting on the books. And again, remind yourself that you don't have to do anything to hold it up right now. The head and the neck are completely at rest. Allow the muscles of the face, the forehead, the cheeks, around the mouth to soften and spread. If you notice you are clenching your teeth, let the back teeth just part slightly, tongue resting on the floor of the mouth. With your head resting on the books and your back resting on the chair, on the floor, your neck is completely suspended in space and it has nothing to do. By lying like this in constructive rest, the muscles of the neck are able to release and spread out into length. As you breathe in and out, gently remind yourself that your neck is free to do nothing. So next, bring your attention to your back resting on the floor. As you think of your back, include your whole torso from the top of the shoulders to the base of the pelvis. Back is opening up and spreading onto the floor. This just happens if we allow it time, so remember not to push or strain or try to make it happen. The chest is opening up and spreading into width as the shoulders gently release away from each other. Think of space in the hip sockets as the low back softens and yields to the ground beneath. Allow space throughout the torso in all directions. You could think of the space between your left shoulder and your right hip, and of the space between your right shoulder and your left hip. Think, I am free to be expansive and spacious throughout my whole torso. As you breathe in and out, think of your torso gently expanding. Now bring your attention to your legs and your feet. Think of your legs gently releasing out from the torso. As the torso releases up towards the head, the legs release down toward the feet. If you are not using a support for your legs, allow your knees to gently sway back and forth in the hip socket. Be helpful to move to help us let go of any unnecessary tension that's building up. So you can do this at any time during constructive rest to help you let go. So when you're ready, let the knees come back to center so they are comfortably balanced. You could imagine that you have floodlights on the top of your knees, and you can think of these floodlights beaming directly up to the ceiling above you. They're not crossing in the middle or beaming out to the sides. As the knees point up, the back and feet rest down onto the ground. Let your feet and back support your legs in easy balance. As you breathe in and out, think of your feet softly resting onto the ground. And if you notice that you're getting tired and your legs feel not in balance, you can just widen your feet, especially your heels, a little away from each other, and let the knees fall in so the knees are supporting each other. So now, lightly bring the little finger of each hand into your awareness and sense how your arms connect to your back, can sort of trace along the arm to the back. Allow your elbows to conduct the weight of the arms to the floor. We do so much with our arms and hands, it can become hard to let them go. So just gently remind yourself that you're not using them right now. They are free to be completely at rest. If you do notice some gripping in the hands, can just invite a kind of width and spaciousness into the wrists and into the palms of the hands. Reminding yourself that you're not gripping anything, you're not holding anything. Ask your fingers if they can just gently release into a little more length, remembering not to force or strain. Rather, think of this as a letting go of what you don't need. Your arms, your hands, your fingers are free to just be. As you breathe in and out, you can notice openness and space in the chest, shoulders, arms, and hands. Now, let's include the breath in our awareness of our whole self. First, ask yourself if you're holding your breath. If so, just gently exhale, pausing to notice the breath come back in naturally. Tune into the flow of air in and out through the nostrils, and expand your awareness to notice where you sense the movement of your breath in your body. Do you notice a rise and fall in the chest or the abdomen? What about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? See if you can notice them moving in and out to the sides while you breathe. And in your back, do you notice your back? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back too? The ribs play an integral role in your breathing mechanism. The rib cage takes up a large portion of your torso. The very top ribs are as high as the collarbone in the front and even a little higher in the back. The lowest ribs drape down at the side to only an inch or two above the pelvis. Your diaphragm is attached all around to the lower ribs, and the lungs are housed within the rib cage, which moves with the breath. So the ribs rise up and out all the way around, front, sides, and back, as the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air. The out-breath occurs when the ribs drape down and the diaphragm rises back up. So to help you visualize this, imagine that your rib cage is an empty barrel with flexible walls and a flexible floor. Put yourself, a tiny speck of your own consciousness, so to speak, just floating around inside the barrel so you can observe your breath as if from the inside. As the breath come in, just watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out, you can watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back toward you. Let's just stay quietly with this for a moment or two, observing the breath as if from the inside. As the breath flows in, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath flows out again, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back toward you. Observing the breath this way enables us to tune in to the ongoing gentle in and out motion of the rib cage. It affects the whole torso, front, sides, and back. So, not forgetting about the breath, but including it in your awareness of your whole self, come back to noticing your contact with the surface beneath you. Your feet resting on the floor, perhaps, or your legs resting over a support, your back resting on the ground, the back of your pelvis, the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage. In fact, you may notice that on each in-breath, you have greater contact with the floor. So be aware of the contact of your arms or elbows with the ground, and that your head, the back of your head, is resting on the books. You may notice that the contact seems a little different from when you began. But if so, notice what that difference is, but do nothing to try and change it. As you breathe in and out, be aware of the movement of the ribs with each breath. So let's think again. I am free to notice ease, any ease within me or around me, in my mind and in my body. So as we come to the end of this constructive rest time, notice if the thought of getting up creates any tension in you. Instead of trying to directly do something about that, if that is the case, simply remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground beneath you. You have space above you, behind you, in front of you, and to either side of you. You can use that awareness of tension as a reminder to think instead, I'm free to notice ease. So, without disturbing as much as possible any release and ease of the lie down, take your time to bring yourself gently and mindfully up to standing, allowing yourself to expand into the space around you. When you come up to standing, you could pause for a moment to notice the support of the ground under your feet. You can think of your legs slightly releasing down to the ground as your torso gently releases up toward the ceiling. You can notice the ongoing motion of the ribs with your breathing. And if you have space and are able and want to, you could just take that into walking for a moment or two around your room. And as you do so, whether you're moving or still, you can think to yourself, I am free to move. I am free to notice ease. I am free.